Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. I've had some rough times like you, but we made it through. Lord, me and you, you never gave up on me, and I'm traveling, yeah. Now many were lost on the trail, some leaving earth on a major scale, but you blessed me to stay. I'm here today, it's only because of your grace that I'm traveling.
Filled with pain, filled with pain. see the passion and the fire in me. Quick to give God the praise, singing Him every day. But when I got back home, when I got back home, when I got back home, a sign was on my door. Great big red letter, big gold red letter, big gold red letter. Stand for closure, stand for closure. I say, Lord, you know, got nowhere to
I talked to a man the other day, and he was troubled. He said, Rev, I somehow lost everything. He said, man, I thought I had a grip on life. He said, I lost my job, my home, and even my wife. And as he continued to talk, a familiar time came to mind. You see, I've been in the same exact spot. It was just another place and time. I remember tears in my eyes, rolling down my face, yeah. Felt like trouble on every hand. It was a lonely place, yeah. My friends talked about me, said I won't last long, no, no. Ain't it funny how folks give up on you when everything's going so wrong, yeah. Looked at me in shock, like he couldn't believe I've been there too. He said, Rev, man, I really didn't know. He said, man, I thought everything was good for you. And I said, oh yeah, things are all right today, but everybody's got to go through something. He then smiled, and with his tear-filled eyes, he said, Rev, tell me, man, what did you do? And I told him, I held on to Jesus with all the strength I had inside. Yes, I did. That's 'cause the Bible says we've been endured for a night, yeah. So I put my trust in Jesus. Hey, he never let me down before, no, no. Although inside I was hurting, I knew only God could restore, yeah. You see, my God so much that all you have to do is call, yeah. You see, I tried him a long time ago. He'll pick you up when you fall. Yes, he will. Hold on. Gotta do is hold on. God can make a way. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Peace, infinite love and light, guests, acquaintances, family. Oh my gosh. Sending positive energy and abundant blessings to everyone. Unfortunately, Reverend Green is having some slight technical difficulties, but the show must go on. I'd like to thank God for allowing us to be here to enjoy this platform. I want to give a shout out to Reverend Green, the winning team, and everyone else, Pastor Don, Jr., CEO. See, I am Rachel Rose, and I am Rare, a Ra incarnated ascendant elevating revolution. We have the power and the system to create generational wealth for everyone 18 and older worldwide. I'm a gold acquisition specialist, And we simply educate the masses on how to preserve their wealth in tangible 24-karat gold for free. Now, this opportunity is for anyone 18 and older worldwide, and you can use it for personal and both business use. Now, to all my business owners, once you create your personal account, you can register your business using the EIN. Once you follow the map, you now can accept gold as legal tender for your goods and services and expanding your brand in over 125 countries. Once you register your business, you have the ability to extend the option to your clients, an alternative form of payment for your goods and services. Now, what's so crazy about what we do? We also include nonprofits. And like I was saying with the businesses, we can help you generate an income for your organization. You can create a branding card with your business logo or your nonprofit, and you could put the mission statement on the other side. Once we license your branding card, it will be available to our network of gold savers. Whoever purchases a card, they receive the branding card with a gram in it, but then a portion of the proceeds will go to your organization, which is so amazing. Share the love and pay it forward. But for all those guests, well, for all Reverend Green's guests, please go to www.therealmoney.info. So therealmoney.info. Once you review the videos, get in contact with the person who introduced this opportunity to you and get positioned, plugged up, and started immediately. My personal cell is 571-334-0475. Feel free to reach out once you've watched the videos, and then we'll get you squared up and set up and positioned and going with your next steps. But I also want to let you guys know that we are currently in the ICO phase, well, the pre-launch phase of our ICO. ICO is an initial coin offering. So I'm pretty sure most of you guys have heard about Bitcoin. Well, our Carrot Bank token is backed by physical gold. Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. We are taking things to a whole nother stratosphere, and you do not want to miss this wealth transfer. This is the year of Jubilee, and it's time for us to claim our inheritance. But, man, oh, man, I just want to continue to bless everyone. And, oh, one more thing. This opportunity is available for everyone 18 and older, including re-entering citizens. For those who have made mistakes in their life, paid their debt to society, now you have a chance to have a clean slate. You can position yourself, and we can teach you how to hone in on those entrepreneurial skills, switch those grams, and really get your weight up. You dig? Same game, different products. Peace, Rev, I hear you. Welcome to the call. Yes, yes. Look, we are altering the culture of the world 1/10 of a gram at a time. And this is affordable to the average consumer because, like I said, 1/10 of a gram at a time. So you can acquire gold as little as $8.50 at a time. Actually, it's $7.50 at a time. So there's absolutely no excuses. Look, don't go to McDonald's or Starbucks and get that drink. Look,
you can hold off, and you know, this is for our future. Do something for your legacy. Do something today that your legacy will thank you for tomorrow. Yes, yes. And oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this thing. Once you position yourself, you're able to allocate a beneficiary. So this is pretty much the ultimate protection for your wealth. And like I said, you can allocate a beneficiary. So God forbid if anything were to happen to you, your account, as long as you set it up properly, your account will continue to grow. You'll continue to get paid. And God forbid if anything were to happen to you, your heir would be able to inherit that account once they turn 18 and just take it over from where you left off. So, man, we are definitely changing the world with God's wealth. When we put him first, we can't go wrong. But that was my spiel for today. Once again, my cell is 571-334-0475. And go to therealmoney.info and then connect with the wealth builder who shared this opportunity with you and get your weight up. Back to you, Rev.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That's my dear friend, Sister Rhodes. Man, just a phenomenal young lady. Man, just pushing for all of us to make a profit, man, off of God's resource gold, man. That's just a positive entity all the way around. I'm so thankful. I'm sorry about earlier, you guys, having a little technical difficulties. You know, the devil always tries to stop positive things. You know, that's what he does. That's his thing. And we're bigger than that. So I found a way to get around it, and God made it so I can get back in the show. I thank God for each and every one of you all, man. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number to call in is 646-595-2105. That's 646-595-2105. Man, I got a friend of mine, a good contracting brother, that knows every intricate part about this construction industry. And he's so precious to call in, and he was holding, and he was patient through all my technical difficulties. But it's going to get greater later, you all. But the thing is, we want to keep it positive. We want everybody that has a positive input to come into this show so that this 1.5 million listeners can hear that we love God, we love his mission, and we own positive stuff. Again, the phone number 646-595-2105. Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I got Brother Mike. He's a construction entrepreneur. He's on the phone. Mike, God bless you. Come on and tell him something about yourself.
God bless you too, Rev. Thank you very much for that introduction. I certainly appreciate it. I'm glad that you're trying to help us as you normally do. And that I just hope you continue on your endeavor. And then the last caller you had, I was so happy to hear the information that she gave. I'll be certainly be trying to get in touch with her as well. I think it's a good thing, Rev. I hope you keep it up. I certainly appreciate it. I hope God continue to bless you. But, yeah, Rev, as you spoke of course, you know I have a construction company, Mike Hopefield Construction, where we offer discounts to our senior citizens, where we assist, where though some may just can't pay up front, we got programs for that as well. And we like to come in for the community, which reps such as yourself, as you know, try to give to the community. We try to hire out of the community. And again, we do interior, exterior restoration, restore. So we'll make old new, and we'll build new. And we'll make sure we can fit your budget so you can have it done. Because we all like nice things, just like we like you, Rab, all the things that you do. So we certainly appreciate it, and we definitely be listening. And I hope all your listeners are blessed. Blessed through you, blessed through God, bless us all. So you could be, if you're interested in having some work, I could be reached at 312-532-4764. And I'll be listening, Reb. I certainly appreciate your show. I like to listen to you all the time.
Bless you, man. Love you. Man, that's my main man, Brother Mike. Man, he's like a brother from another mother, man. And such a positive brother, man. Just has a business mind. Just such a positive person. I tell you, if you want any work done at your home or your business, man, call Mike, man, at 312-532-4764. Man, not only will you get great work, but you'll meet a beautiful person, man. Just all around good guy, man. I thank God for each and every one of you all. I'm sorry again about the technical difficulties. This is Friday, March 23rd. Well, look at me on wrong date and everything. Yeah, Fletcher, Friday, March 23rd, 2018. You're listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. We plan on doing in this show bringing a lot of positive people together in Chicago. We're going to network right in our city. We're going to show each other what we do and do our best to bless each other. And outside the city as well, anybody that feels that they can do something positive for God, then this is the show for you. A Friday positive ride at 5 with Rev Green. Monday and Fridays at 5 p.m. You can tune in to this show at 646-595-2105. And if you have a business endeavor, if you have anything going on that you can bless the community and bless us with the information, call in, press 1. I'll bring you in so that you can tell what God is blessing you to provide for his people. It's a beautiful thing, man, when we come together. That's why I wrote the song, It's All For You, Lord, because sometimes you have to do this thing all by yourself. Sometimes you have to, man, you have to work on your own. Folks don't act right, so you have to do it by yourself. Sometimes you're not motivated because of the way that people carry themselves, but you're not blessing that individual personally. You're blessing God's child. That's why I wrote the song, It's All For You, Lord. And I said, if I have to sing a song and do it on my own, because of what God did for me, man, it's all for you, Lord, all for the skipper. So I want to thank all of the guests that called in. A couple hung up because they were having, well, I was having technical problems. And, you know, it's hard to deal with that. And I appreciate those that hung in there and those that called in and hung up. I love you. Monday we'll have this show again. I like to start the week at 5 and end it at 5. I pray that everybody's successful in all of their endeavors. As long as you put, like Sister Rose said, put God first. That's the key, man. The Bible says, man, seek first the kingdom of heaven and righteousness. And all other stuff, in other words, I'll give to you. In other words, God is saying, man, put me first. Instead of putting me when you're in trouble and the last resort is calling me, but he loves us so much that he comes and bails us out every time. Now, if we just start putting him first, we could probably bypass some of the situations that come up in our lives. We can make alter the path for some of the destructive stuff that we laid out from some of our previous behaviors because we'll put God first, and he'll see the problem before we get there. And then we don't have to deal with that. That's the key to God, is making your life easier to deal with. God says that he wants to give us life, that we may have it and have it more abundantly. That means that God wants us to enjoy this thing. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be positive, to walk down the street and just smile when you look at a bird, one of his creations. He put all these beautiful creations in the world for us to enjoy and love. We don't need to bring havoc to one another. We need to bring love and compassion and gratitude that we're still here and got a chance to do better. That's the beautiful part about the future, is that, man, if you're still breathing, you got a chance to, man, paint the future in a different color. If you've had problems, you got a chance to make it positive now. That's what it's all about. It's all about doing the work for the one that always came when we were in trouble, when we made that long or short foxhole prayer. Oh, Lord, oh, God, oh, help me. All of those prayers, God heard them and loved you so much that he ran to your assistance and made a way out of no way so that you could get past that situation. That's why you're here today, because God loved you so much that when no one else cared, he showed up and he made a way for you. And now all I'm telling us, and I'm blowing the horn saying, y'all, let's give him back some gratitude. Let's be thankful for what he did for us. Let's show him that, hey, we don't just call you when we're in trouble. We appreciate you in all scenarios of life. That's what it's all about. Again, I want to thank you all, man, for calling in. Thank you all for listening to the show. Thank you all, man, for being supportive and loving my daddy, God. Because, man, I love him with all my heart. Because when no one else cared, God dragged me to safety and kept me safe until he could help me get back on my feet again. And for that alone, I'll thank him for the rest of my life. Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm humbly grateful. I remember being locked up in the penitentiary. I didn't know how I would get out of them bars, but God made a way. Yeah. I remember being tore up on drugs 16 years ago. Couldn't get off, selling dope in the street, but God came and made a way. Folks turned their backs on me, but he never did. And for that alone, I'll serve him for the rest of my life. And in serving him, that's loving you, you and even you, because we all are God's children. I love you. I thank God for you. And I pray that your weekend is blessed with peace, love, and happiness. And that's what God wants us to do. So show your smile. Share your love. See somebody walk, you walk past them. Don't let them get past you without saying good to see you. Glad my dad is still giving you oxygen. Glad you're still here and wasn't on the news. Let somebody know that you're grateful for what God did for you, and not just that, you're grateful for what God is doing for them. Again, you're listening to Chicago Live, right at 5 with Rev Green. And I'll tell you something, I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey, because it let me understand that no matter what we go through in life, we can stand if we stand for God. God bless you real good.
When you've done all you can, man, seems like it's never. And what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your all and seems like you can't make it? Well, you just stand, but when there's nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand.
Tell me, how do you handle? You tell your past. Tell me, how to deal with the shame. And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain? When you're giving your own day, seems like you can't make it through. Child, you just stand with me.
hands up, down.